Blog Talk Radio.
I'm having chest pain.
The following program is brought to you in living color on NBC.
When the wintry winds start blowing and the snow is starting to fall, then my eyes turn westward knowing that's the place that I love best of all. California, I've been blue since I've been away from you. I can't wait till I get going. Even now, I'm starting in a call. California, here I come, right back where I started from. Where bowers of flowers bloom in the spring. Each morning at dawning birdies sing and everything. A sun gets missed, don't be late. That's why I can hardly wait. Open up that golden gate. California, here I come. Everything, a sun kiss, mister. Don't be late. That's why I can hardly wait. Come on, come on. Open up, open up, open up that golden gate. California, here I come.
And now live from coast to coast. With cheese, it's the Possum Hour theme, man.
Grace Brothers Men's Department.
Mr. Humphreys, are you free?
I'm free.
Forward, please.
Mind the door.
Are you being sir? I'm Humphreys and I'm free. Are you being sir? What would you like to see? If you'd like some swimming trunks, we've got them plain or spotty. We've also got some see-through that really tan your...
beachwear.
Oh, these are gay. There's plenty around the back. And if you'd like a bit of flash, then try a plastic mag.
Are you being sir?
I'm Humphreys and I'm free.
Are you being sir?
What would you like to see?
Going up.
You'd like a suit? We'll suit yourself. Our three-piece is first class. I'll find one with tight trousers that fit well round the...
kitchenware.
Oh, these'll do. I'll take them off the peg. Now hold your breath and brace yourself. Here comes the inside leg.
Are you being sir?
I'm Humphreys and I'm free.
Are you being sir?
There's no one here but me. Oh, where's my tape measure? I know, I left it in my Fair Isle drawers for safety. No one dare go in there. Not without my permission, anyway. Here we are. Hasn't it been a funny day for drive? Manners? Is your loose change left or right? I must know for the count.
I'll measure you from your ankle right up to your...
Menswear.
I've one in tweed, thank heavens, just your size. But first I'd like me hand back, it's trapped between your thighs.
Are you being so
I'm Humphreys and I'm free. There's no one here but me. I'm sorry that this fitting room is rather dark and chilly. Just try these on and mind that zip in case you catch your...
Sportswear.
Oh, goodness me, look, someone's turned the key. And if we're trapped in here all night, I'm Humphreys, and I'm...
Are you being so
I've got a kettle somewhere. We could have a nice cup of tea. I could steam your hat for you. Your brim is a bit loose. I would shout to help, but I've got laryngitis.
It's like I say with the caricatures. They say, how much? I go, well, they're free, just not necessarily complimentary. Hey, oh, copyright screwball guy, Haven. Good evening, ladies and gentlemen, and welcome to Possum Hour. Hope you all had a great weekend and that your week ahead is full of promise, and may Possum Hour set you upon that path. It's the same shit, Maggie C, see? It never changes. Tonight's closed captioning is provided by the Dings Corporation, proud innovators in the treatment of toxic shock masculinity and water on the knee-jerk reactions. We at Possum Hour thank them again for their patronage. Underwriting for tonight's episode is provided in part by the Church of the Beer-Battered Shrimp. You're listening to the Garage Network, home of the finest in fake radio entertainment. Mondays, 10, it's us, Possum Hour. You're listening to us now, Diddy Mow. Tuesday, don't miss Wink Blinkley's World of Pain and Disappointment. This Wednesday at 3:45 a.m., join Flip Chin Dribble for Rice-A-Roni Reminiscences. And Thursday, it's Chunk Bluster with a pathetic cry for help. Fridays, of course, it's us once again. Friday Night Possum. Looking at the old calendar, looks like we'll be game on this week. I'm going to have to get up at the crack of fuck Saturday like I did this weekday. Alright, we have another gay chimpy thingy. What are we doing there? Alright. Blah, blah, blah. Blah, blah, blah. Blah, blah, blah. The phone lines will be open in just a few minutes. But first, wait a minute. Just a few minutes.
The call-in number is 347-308-8251.
Just mixing it up a little bit there. But first, a word from our sponsor.
Oh, it's hot in here. Let's get some air.
I'm with you.
Heavenly.
Sure is. Cigarette?
Oh, I don't know. They all taste sort of flat about now.
Oh? Then it's time you changed to Cool.
Your cigarette's not tasting cool enough till you come up to Cool.
Cool's menthol magic brightens taste,
refreshing all day through.
Feel extra coolness in your throat as Cool comes through for you.
Cool enough?
Perfect.
You're not smoking Cool, Cool, Cool enough till you come up to Cool.
Come all the way up to Cool. Cool Filter Kings with the pure white filter. Only Cool guarantees you the extra coolness you'll feel in your throat.
Oh, my, it's true.
You possum puss, get that punch out there or you'll get one from me. Go on.
Fuck you, Gumby.
Ladies and gentlemen, the President of the United States, Hubert Heber.
Professor R.J. Gumby!
I'm having chest pain!
Who does that?
I'm Captain Kirk, man. Captain Kirk.
They should do that like Spartacus, man. Captain Kirk.
And so is my wife.
Once again, I want to point out the lounge. Sorry I can't individually say hello to you. It's because my E, R, and F key doesn't work, and the on-screen keyboard is a pain in the ass. So there you have it. I said hello to Maggie C. That's all I could do.
Well, mea culpa, you a culpa, everybody a culpa.
Nancy
culpa.
Well, been anybody. There you go.
Yeah. So like I had a weird thing happen. I was working with this dude. You know, we didn't have Possum Friday because I had to get up at the crack of fuck. And do this gig with this guy and a friend of mine. And I'm getting an early start to bed and watching a few vids on the way down to, you know, Sleepyville Friday night. And this one comes up in the algorithm for Chesty Morgan. Remember her? Chesty Morgan, the kissing bandit.
Chesty Morgan.
Had gigantic bosoms.
Uh-huh.
Run across.
My uncle had an autographed picture of her.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah.
Well, this is pretty weird, man. I'm watching this video, and they talk about her husband, and they show a picture of them together and another thing. And then they flash on this caricature of her and her husband.
Yeah.
Real quick, you know, like 4 seconds.
Yeah.
Like, what the fuck? That look like dude's caricature. I ran it back. Had to do it a couple times till it,
you could catch it. Yeah.
Got the gist. Fucking egg, man. It was a caricature he'd drawn in 1992.
Uh-huh.
That's something.
Who did it?
My buddy that I worked with Saturday.
Oh, okay.
I wrote
That's
in
wild,
with him.
Man.
I said, "Hey, man, I saw you on TV last night." Jeez.
That's pretty cool.
That's just a weird thing to happen. When I recognized the signature, I was like, dude.
Did you blow him away? He knew nothing about
it.
Yeah,
he was tickled. He was tickled to see that. And now my algorithm thinks I like have a thing about big tits because I know today I was watching a thing on Carol Wayne that came up, you know, the truth about Carol Wayne.
Oh, yeah. Oh, man.
So now I'm in the big tit category.
Oh, yeah, that's a guy likes the big ones. I met one with Jane Mansfield over there.
We got another Russ Meyer over here.
Yeah, the Russ Meyer Film Festival on Channel 4. Stream that. Yeah, man.
Alright. Anyway, nice to see luminaries and returning luminaries in the Possum Lounge tonight.
That's indeed.
Wait, I want a hole. I know, I hope I don't get into the big butt algorithm, man. I'd be like overkill.
I like big butts too, man. Long big butt videos.
Tell you that Carol Wayne had a nice set of legs. Like with the
she was just a nice package, man.
Don't like the heavy beef.
Is she the one? She the one had the tragic end.
Yes.
Yes. Okay.
drowned in a a bay of something in
vacation somewhere in Europe or something.
Kind of mysterious. Kind of mysterious. Right after she passed away, I was watching. I worked for the cable company, so I had the Playboy Channel. You know what I'm saying? And they had some Playboy roast or dinner or something, and Pat Harrington was there with Carol Wayne, and he made a crack that she'll never drown because of her Hooters.
Jesus Christ!
She had just died, you know.
Wow.
Boy, that didn't age well. Pat McCormick. Say Pat McCormick.
Bit of a bummer.
Anyway, Chesty Morgan, boobs. We're off to a good start, man.
I think so.
Let's blow something the fuck up here. Be a Ford prefect. This is Bobby Bear. Bobby Bear. And he's dead serious when he says, drop kick me Jeebus through the goalposts of life.
Yes. Now, we played a version of this before. I don't know if it was Bobby or not.
We're blowing this one up.
Blow it up, baby.
Stay tuned.
I'm not the Messiah! I say you are Lord, and I should know. I followed a few.
Hail Messiah!
I'm not the Messiah. Will you please listen? I am not the Messiah, do you understand? Honestly!
Only the true Messiah denies his divinity.
What? Well, what sort of chance does that give me? All right, I am the Messiah!
Dropkick me Jesus through the goalposts of life.
Fuck!
End over end, neither left nor to right.
Yeah!
Straight through the heart of them righteous upright.
Fuck you!
Dropkick me Jesus through the goalposts of life.
Pull the string.
Make me, oh, make me, Lord, more than I am. Make me a contestant in your master game plan. Free from the earthly tempestion below. I've got the will, Lord, if you've got the soul. Drop kick me, Jesus, through the goalposts of life. End over end, neither left nor to right. Straight through the heart.
Are you the police?
No, ma'am. We're musicians.
My life I had to struggle, I paid some heavy dues, squeaking out a living, playing these here blues. Then one day my music made me a millionaire. I bought a big old mansion with central heating air. Now I got more money than I know how to use. Got everything a man could want, but I ain't got no blues. Success for me can only lead to my impending doom, cause I can't play the blues in an air-conditioned room. That game naturally at the start. I have to hire a mean old woman just to break my heart. Now my life's too easy, I think I'm getting soft. I used to play the blues all day, but now I just play golf. Now all my fame is rearranged, my life is changing too, because I can't play the blues in an air-conditioned room. You know what I'm saying? You might think I'm strange, but first thing in the morning, I'm gonna make a change. I'll throw away my money, I'll move back to that shack, do whatever I gotta do to get that feeling back. I know I'll be feeling better with nothing left to lose. When times are bad, the less I had, the better I paid the blues. I'm by myself in Tokyo wine and howl up at the moon, cause I can't play the blues in an air-conditioned room. If I should die tomorrow, you can write it on my tomb. You couldn't play the blues in an air-conditioned room. See what I'm saying? Say, man, you got change for $1,000 bills. You know what I'm saying? I want to bring a bottle of wine. Some of that Chateau Brion. What you mean that ain't no wine? Don't carry on. Hey, man. Can I get a shoe shine over here? All I got is 100.
Go.
A trip, trip, a triple, triple, man.
Ha ha! That's Big Mamu.
Yes, it was.
Is the Big Mamu.
Damn good, Teddy.
High as a kite, everybody. Goofballs.
Goofballs.
Yeah. Everybody seemed to like that one. That was the Blues Brothers, man.
That was the Blues
some weird
Brothers.
Wild shit. Yeah. An incarnation of the band in the, I guess, the 80s or 90s or something.
Yeah, oh, okay.
That was when actually,
John Goodman took over?
No, that wasn't John Goodman in there. Some other, I'm trying to look up who the vocalist was, but...
Oh, okay.
I'm not... Joe Morton? Maybe?
Oh, okay, the black guy. He played the cop in the first movie.
All right. Or maybe, I don't know, there's a bunch of names of vocals. It could be any of these guys.
Okay.
I should have paid attention, man, when I was putting the show together. But, you know, a lot of times, I mean, like, most of, okay, I never pay attention when I'm putting the show together.
There you go.
Be honest.
That's all right. You got the tunes in there, baby. That's all that counts.
It's a toe tapper. It's a toe tapper.
Uh-huh. Right. I like it.
Today is many things. It is General Pulaski Memorial Day.
Oh, okay.
I don't know if that's Dr. Cake's kinfolk or what, man.
Yeah.
It's also Columbus Day. Nobody likes Columbus Day anymore. They retired all the... They had two statues of Columbus in Columbus. They ain't there no more, man. They ain't stowage.
It's named... The city's named after him, for Christ's sakes.
I know.
When are they
going to
change that?
Well, I think I mentioned this before, but the native tribe that was indigenous to this... fertile Wyandotte Valley that I live in was the Mingo tribe.
Okay.
I say Mingo, Ohio.
I like it.
Ring.
It even has a
Mingo.
Nice ring to it. Mingo.
It does. It's ringing. It's a ringing all kind of ring rings. Mingo, Ohio. And it'll honor the indigenous, what do you call it here? It's also indigenous, what do you call day?
Uh-huh.
It's International Day of the...
It's silly to take down the statues. It's silly to take down the statues. It's silly to take down the statues and still have the city named after them. It just doesn't gel.
That was my thinking.
Yeah.
You don't have a big, giant statue of them no more.
Uh-huh.
Fucking put a big old cigar store Indian downtown. Call it Mingo. What do you think?
I like it. All right, now go on with the others. I'm sorry, jump over it.
Okay. What else we got today? Okay, International Day of the Girl Child. It's Kraken Day. Kraken Day. Yeah, that lunatic lawyer of Uncle Bobo's. I think this is her day. National Coming Out Day. Huh? Anybody? Anybody?
There you go. Good. Today's the day to do it.
No questions asked, man. You got a day right here.
That's it.
National It's My Party Day. Ah.
Okay.
And also doubles as National Go Fuck Yourself Day, I think. National Kick Butt Day. There you go. National Kimberly Day. Kick Butt Day. Kick Butt. Kimberly Day. Online Banking Day. Boo.
Jesus Christ.
National Sausage Pizza Day. And I had pepperoni today. Fuck. Did not know that.
See that?
And, of course, it's Native American Day.
There you
Thank you guys for putting up with our genocide.
And it's my sister's birthday.
It's your sister's birthday.
Also, Elmore Leonard's birthday.
Elmore Leonard's birthday.
It's a very important day today.
It's a big day.
It's a big day.
We'll have to, you know.
And my father's
on today.
Well, another fucking year has come and gone. So grab your fucking party hat and put that fucker on. We're gonna drink a lot of fucking beer and smoke a lot of fucking pot. And if you're supposed to work tomorrow, better call and tell us to fuck off. Happy fucking birthday to you. All your fucking friends are here and your fucking family too. Hope you get some fucking action, fucking drink until you spew. Happy fucking birthday to you. Well, we're gonna go out and hit every fucking bar. All your drinks are on the house, yeah, you're the fucking star. Get all fucking drunk and rowdy, gonna turn some fucking heads. Gonna party down so fucking hard, we're gonna tear this down to fucking shreds. Happy fucking birthday to you. All your fucking friends are here and your fucking family too. Hope you get some fucking action, fucking drink until you spew. Happy fucking birthday to you. I said happy fucking birthday to you.
Happy birthday, everybody.
All right. There we go. There it is.
Happy birthday, everybody. Now, I'm not finished. We have National Sausage Pizza Day, Southern Food Heritage Day.
Okay.
Finally, Happy Thanksgiving, Canada!
Hey, Happy Thanksgiving, Canada.
Da, 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 da. It's Thanksgiving in Canada today. Woo!
So, party on.
Take a Native American to lunch.
And get a sausage pizza.
And get sausage pizza to go.
Gotta tie it all in.
Yeah, or eat it on the patio.
Mm-hmm.
Alrighty. Well, there they are, ladies and gentlemen. Cast of thousands, the Possum Lounge.
Alright.
Starting with, and not inclusive to, no, inclusive of and not excluding, Apple Cheeks Alice.
Sweet
Apple Cheeks Alice is here. Apple Cheeks Alice. Starting off, Happy Thanksgiving.
Yes.
Speaking of Thanksgiving, there she is, Dr. Cake. Dr. Cake. Would not be a show without Dr. Cake. I must also extend a Happy Thanksgiving to Dr. Cake.
Indeed, sir.
It wouldn't be a Thanksgiving without Dr. Show. And there's Ford Prefect.
Ford Prefect.
He's here through special arrangement of the Canadian Board of Tourism and Fishing and Wildlife. Happy Thanksgiving, sir.
Happy Thanksgiving.
It wouldn't be a coming out of your closet, cosmic closet day, while sticking your pepperoni sausage up Columbus's ass without Ford Prefect. Get that right, Jack. Thank you, sir.
There you go. Nailed it. Nailed it, sir.
And Maggie C's here, man.
Hey,
the fuck
Maggie
out.
C.
What the hell's
Welcome
going
back.
On?
Welcome
Woo!
Back.
Doodly, doodly, doodly. Very cool.
You were missed.
It's been a month of Sundays.
Yes, it has.
Good to have you with us. Hope everything's going
Maggie
well. in your crazy hippie life, man? Being a hippie's kind of brave, man. I'm too much of a puss. I like my comfy chair and my remote control. Uh-huh.
You're a closet hippie. Today's your coming out today, man. Come out, hippie.
I got put on a little weight. I don't know. And there's other people's eyes. Our old pal, Oop. Yeah, she's walking the dog. She's a good dog. She even walked Ted. Which,
there you go.
That takes patience. By the way, Ted went to the big puppy meal in the sky, Maggie. Ted is no longer in the building. Thank you for coming, Ope. Ope's here. Ope's in the building.
Other people's eyes.
Yeah, he's in the lounge. He's got his feet up on the chair.
Kick back.
Yeah. Which is cool, man. He moved in with her. Aww. He lives in all our hearts. Old Teddy boy. It's so fucking sad, man. That's why, like, I haven't gotten a dog yet. Every time I think about getting a dog, I'm like, first thought in my mind is putting his head down. You know, it's like, oh, jeez. That's only the saddest thing I've ever done in my life, I must say.
Uh-huh. Well, at 61, a new pup might outlive you.
I never thought of that.
A little on the morbid side, but, you know, hey, it's a possibility.
See me chugging too far past 70, yeah. It's a 12, 13-year-old dog.
Uh-huh.
Might be in the jar next to Ted on the counter there.
There you go.
Yeah. Cool. All right. I like it, man. I like it a lot.
Got another one. Makes you
Thanks
happy.
Thanks for coming, Ope.
Oh.
And there's Perry Roll.
Perry Roll.
Perry Roll right here on our very stage. Rolling right along, man. Good to have you with us, sir. I like his icon, man. Benjamin Franklin. A statue.
This is how I type up his name. Hello, Perry Roll.
Hi-oh. That's like two-handed Mikey and Maul. I gotta call everybody Maul.
Maul.
Hey, Maul. What the fuck is Maul, I finally asked?
Shit. Pieces he says, of shit.
Well, Maul's for his buddies. He says, hey, Maul. And that means that's the shortest incarnation of the word motherfucker. Boiled down one syllable. Maul. Hey, Maul.
I like it.
I used to call me that all weekend a few years back. Dude, what the fuck is Maul? It's a weird guy, man. And finally, there he is, man himself, Professor R.J. Gumby, the Sinister Minister of Finance and Parking, ladies and gentlemen.
Yes.
I give you the Possum Lounge.
With your super host, Conor.
I'm not sure what to play. Boom, 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 boom. Here it is. Oh, okay. This one.
When we do
Hook, rule, double.
What kind of shit is that?
There you go.
I don't know.
There.
Grenache.
Yeah.
Back reach.
Yeah, he did, Woody. That's right, pal.
Uh-huh.
Him and the Woodman, they're real close. Like
not a speak among, but he was in there.
Well, all his good stuff landed up on the, what you call cutting room floor.
There you go.
All right. Let's see. We did all that stuff. The guy, I was watching Jeopardy tonight.
Uh-huh.
And that same schmuck with the dopey grin was on. He's been on forever.
Is that guy that was the winner, the big-time winner?
Yeah, he's a curly-headed, big, long, goofy face.
He's
Matt Amodio.
Guy.
Matt Amodio is an Ohio State grad. He won. He ended up winning $1,518,000. $601.
Holy shit.
Mill and a half. Uh-huh. 38 straight wins, and he lost tonight. And I turned the channel because I was sick of seeing it. I'm like, that cocksucker. And then I should have held in there because it was mentioned at the commercial break. Well, this is as close a game as we've had, you know, since you've been champion. So this is interesting.
Sure.
So I said, you know, I think I'm going to watch the other channel. It's been fun to see. Fun to see him lose. Had some schadenfreude.
You damn right.
Yeah.
I thought he was hosted now.
No, you're thinking of the
the big time winner before. I thought they brought him back as host.
Ken Jennings.
Yeah.
Ken Jennings.
That's the one I'm thinking of, yeah.
No, he was one of the temporary hosts. But,
yeah, I have no idea who this other guy is.
He gave it to the girl from the science show. What the fuck's her name? Yasmin Fooch.
You got me on that.
I don't know.
Yasmin Fooch?
Yasmin Fujiyama. the big Bang Theory show. There you go, Big Bang Theory. Big Bang Theory.
Oh, okay.
No, Trebek passed away, Maggie. See, that was a big story, man. Alex Trebek succumbed to some sort of cancer or something, man. Sad state of affairs. He worked up till he died, though. He was a champ.
No Thanksgiving for that Canadian this year.
No. Not make Thanksgiving table this year. Where's that? Where's that story I was looking for? Golly gosh. Because, you see, there was this... Do you remember that guy that was... Michael Flynn. He was like pardoned by Uncle Bobo.
Uh-huh.
He was playing footsie with the Ruskies in the 2016 election. But, you know, anyways, he, he's gone full nutcase now. I guess he always was. There's kidnapping shit in his background. But anyway, he said that the big conspiracy now is that they're putting the vaccine into your salad dressing.
There you go.
You gotta be careful, because you know, if you want to avoid that nasty vaccine, you gotta watch your salad.
Beltway criminal type, but had to quit his White House job because he had another country on the side. Well, he went into a restaurant and wouldn't even finish up his plate.
they've gone and laced my salad with some Hidden Valley DNA. Well, the rest of us have noticed Giuliani, Sidney Powell, they must be high. It's reported they've been drinking and are running round with Flynn and going wild. And we don't believe you ought to be telling people vaccine lies today. Like when Mike Flynn said they juiced him with some Hidden Valley DNA. The day Obama socked Mike Flynn with some Hidden Valley DNA.
Ah, yeah.
Beauty. All
somehow
right.
I don't see those yahoos eating salad, though.
Yeah, they look like steak guys. Salad. Get that off of there. But, yeah, if you want to avoid that vaccine, watch your salad, man. I also think Taco Bell is involved. The salsa verde. So. Watch
is that
your
the
ass.
Bowl?
Man.
The
yeah,
one with the
yeah.
bowl.
Yep. All right. Let's see. Maybe later on we'll see if everybody here could survive a zombie attack. We'll go over that checklist.
Oh, good, good. That's always
yep.
good.
Yeah.
Be prepared. Be prepared.
I think we have fun galore on the horizon.
Looking forward to that.
For tonight's show. Just think about it, man. No more politics. No more politics, I promise.
I'm done.
Take a spin. You could be a winner. Awesome. Yay. What is it?
There you go.
It's just the FCC says you got to mention Uncle Bobo so many times per hour. Rules.
Hey, can we lie to Magic C and say that one time the wheel went through and we had a winner?
How would she know?
Yes.
Yeah, man.
3 minutes.
You'd love this list of notes I have over here, man.
There's late night hit the scotch notes. That's the ones I love.
I haven't even been drinking scotch. That's the sad thing. That's up. I have no idea. Not a fucking clue. You have four words, all underlined.
I like that. It's underlined. It's important.
Yeah. The third word is modified. And the last one is I don't know. Tell you. Anyhow. Oh, by the way, this is 3 minutes. You'll never get back. Part of our show where it's 3 minutes and you'll never get it back.
Bathroom break.
Bake me some hotcakes and sausage. Make them nice and brown. Hotcakes and sausage. Flip them upside down. I'm so tired of roaming, going from town to town. Made up my mind now, I'm gonna settle down. So mix them with some lovin', you know the kind I mean. Then serve them with your huggin', some coffee and some cream. Hotcakes and sausage, kiss me honeydew, 'cause your brand of lovin' brought me home to you. Put my pinto saddle down, said a sad goodbye. Said so long to pals in town, a tear was in my eye. I took a ship for Paris, France, and stopped to see a vet. I asked her for a bite to eat.
She gave him crepe Suzette.
Bake me some hotcakes and sausage. Make them nice and brown. hotcakes and sausage, flip them upside down. I'm so tired of roaming, gone from town to town. Made up my mind now, I'm gonna settle down. Stamps already, I took a train to ancient Rome. I traveled night and day. I got lonesome for my home, Teresa, she would say. Oh, Kesevich, oh, Kesevich, you are so bella bone. I asked her for hot cake sausage.
She gave him rigatone.
Bigger me some hot cakes and a sausage. Bigger me nice and a brown. Hot cakes and a sausage. Flip them up upside down. I'm so tired of roaming, gone from town to town. Made up my mind now, I'm gonna settle down. A plane took me to old Berlin, flew there through the sky. When we landed, I went in to see what I could buy. I found a big praline in town, your food is good no doubt. I said I'd like my hotcakes brown.
She gave them sauerkraut.
Make me some hotcakes and sausage. Make them nice and brown. Hotcakes and sausage. Flip them upside down. I'm so tired of roaming, gone from town to town. Made up my mind now, I'm gonna settle down. So mix them with some lovin', you know the kind I mean. And serve them with your huggin', some coffee, some cream. Hotcakes and sausage, kiss me honeydew. Cause your brand of lovin' brought a me, a home, a to you.
We interrupt our program to bring you this important message. I love you.
McDonald's French fries.
Indeed.
Alrighty.
He sounded familiar. He sounded familiar. Who was that?
You know the guy. It's Ernie Kovacs.
Ernie Kovacs? No shit.
Yep.
Oh,
yep.
Okay.
And yep.
Big cigar smoker.
Yeah, died way too young, man.
Yep.
He was a comedy genius.
Yes, he
taken
was.
By a rainy road mm-hmm. conditions and balding tires, and this is a warning to all of you. Have your tires checked tomorrow morning.
He spent his fortune trying to get his kids back from his wife that ran off with him.
Yeah, the poor guy.
Yeah.
He was a cool dude, man.
Yeah.
Cool dude. Not a lot of his work is left out there, but he did North to Alaska, which is a western.
Mm-hmm.
John Wayne. And I'm sure he did a couple other ones.
His show, though, he only had little snippets.
He was supposed to be in the mad world.
I'm surprised he wasn't. Yeah.
Well, because he was dead.
He was dead.
I don't think Sid Caesar was the original choice for that one. Because Sid, had a severe drinking problem.
Oh, yeah.
And folks didn't really want to work with him too much. Yeah, well, you'll have that.
Yeah.
All right, here's the news stories and shit. Enough about Michael Flynn and his vaccine-riddled lettuce. Is it a guy and his wife went shopping at the Goodwill and bought a picture for their wall.
Okay, I like where this is going.
Yeah, and it ended up. He didn't discover Picasso. He found a picture he painted like 20 years ago for high school art.
He painted it.
Yeah,
oh, no shit.
Yeah. It was sitting in the thrift store. That would be freaky, man, to find a caricature or something frame in the thrift store. Pretty nice piece.
Yeah.
He was like, hey, wow, man. So he bought it. Brought it home. $20.
Probably
Yeah. Okay, $20. I was going to say $12.
I know, that's a little steep for Goodwill, but I don't know where it's at, man. Denver, yeah, it's probably higher standard of living out there, man. Well, I don't know, man. I've seen some pricey stuff. You never know.
He probably doubled the price of stuff, saying, this is so good, I'll give you 20.
Yeah, I'm gushing over it. It's the most beautiful of blood I've ever seen. All right, now stuff that goes for ridiculous prices. A 1911 Shoeless Joe Jackson autographed photo.
Oh.
Just a little photograph of him throwing a ball. I believe he's in a Cleveland uniform. What do you think that bad boy went for? It says Joe Jackson. Yeah. And they don't know if he signed it because he was illiterate or whether his wife signed it. But it is signed Joe Jackson.
Interesting. Get
back.
$1 million,
$1.47 million. $1.47 million. Okay.
Build it, they will come.
1911. Geez. Guy died like
Built
broke.
A lot of scratch. Yeah.
He died fucking broke, man. Dejected and humiliated.
Poor bastard.
Now you can sell his picture for fucking almost $2 million.
Uh-huh.
Life ain't fair.
A whole hell of a lot of good to him, doing him.
This will let you know, life ain't fair, kiddies. You could be the greatest fucking ball player in the world, you know what? Don't mean shit.
Don't mean diddly dick.
Should be in the Hall of Fame, Ford Prefect, you are correct, sir. Absolutely. I think they should have a wing of the thing for guys with question, you know, the asterisk wing. Anything that... You know, Pete Rose, Shoeless Joe, put them all in there, man. They were part of the game. All right, another stupid thing for a lot of money. This is actually not even as cool. I mean, I think the picture of Joe Jackson signed by Joe Jackson or whoever is cool. But this isn't really cool. In 1984, it was Michael Jordan's rookie year. And a pair of sneakers he wore in a game... fifth game of the season, they're going for $1.5 million.
Oh, Jesus Christ,
man.
A pair of shoes.
Stinky
wore
shoes.
One game.
Yeah, wore them one game. And they lost.
Jesus.
And he played shitty. Scored 17
Jesus
points.
Christ.
And they lost 129-113 to the Denver Nuggets. You'd have to be nuts.
Meanwhile, there's children starving to death. Money around in old sneakers.
Oh shit! Wonder how much. You think they comped Shatner on that rocket ride? Or do you think they're paying him to do it? You think it's just a freebie?
Because
he's going to bring a lot of attention to that shit.
Uh huh.
So they might have given him some coin for that. They had
not that I know old Bill or anything, but he just doesn't seem like the type would shell it out to go. They're paying.
Mm-hmm. He ain't paying.
Uh-huh.
Bill Shatner gets comped, baby.
Uh-huh. And Skippy.
Blue Origin. The penis rocket.
He's Captain Kirk.
He's going to the moon.
To answer the question of that song, he's Captain Kirk.
He's Captain Kirk, man. He's digging it.
He don't pay.
All right. Well, here's a new invention that this could almost be in our fart or our poop story category. But it's fart fighting sheets that filter your farts. So if you sleep with somebody else and you tend toward flatulence. These sheets have a layer of carbon, porous carbon attracts and traps flatulent odors. And it's reactivated every time you wash your sheets. So.
Okay. Science, baby.
If
there you go.
If you have a few Canadians the night before, It's a little noisy in the morning.
It's a damper in the old Dutch oven.
Yeah.
But
yeah.
There you go.
It absorbs.
As long as it doesn't give off a perfumey smell. It just kills the smell.
Yeah.
Right? That's all.
Yeah.
Okay.
Perfumed fart.
Yeah, that shit. Yeah.
Okay, now there's more.
I'd rather
have
the fart than the perfume smell.
This is fucked up. This is some fucked up shit. Okay, now, you know, if you're trying to avoid the COVID-19 vaccine, you know,
yeah.
Because you don't want your penis to become a 5G hotspot, you don't eat salad, and now you just want to stay away from it because, you know, you've heard of, like, restless leg syndrome?
Yeah.
Well, they've discovered that the vaccine will give you something called restless... I swear to God, I wrote this down. Somebody wrote this down. I didn't make this up. Restless anal syndrome. What is restless anal syndrome?
Uh-huh.
It's like it's like restless leg syndrome, which you know, the strong urge to move the affected part of the body part. And it may feel sore, painful, and the pain worsens with rest and among other symptoms. Anyway, restless anal.
They talk about the sphincter?
Yeah. You're like puckering your pussy. Yeah, and I don't know if there's any anal leakage involved. You know, I don't mean to be crude, but I mean this is your first question. Is there leakage associated with the
restless anal? If there's no leakage, I'm sold on the idea. I won't mind having a pucker in every now and again.
It could be musical.
There you go.
Who the hell's whistling? Oh, no, sorry, that's me. I got the restless anal syndrome over here. Bill whistling. so this guy, here's the other article. A 77-year-old man developed the horrific post-COVID. Oh, he had the COVID. He had the COCO, and he got the restless. So, if you get the COCO, you can get the restless anal.
There you go. No escaping that restless anal.
Fucked up, man.
Yeah.
He's got a...
He need a vaccine for that.
Yeah. His butthole is out of his control, man.
He's got a mind of his own.
Yeah. Yeah. It's crazy, Tom. All right. That was our poop story, ladies and gentlemen.
Thank you
very much. Thank you.
Well done, sir.
Gotta have a good poop story. And now. Well, that's the wrong music for that, man. Time for the Guinness Book of World Records record.
Yes, there we go.
A jump roper does 40,980 double under skips in 12 hours for a world record. Get the fuck out of here. 12 hours of jumping rope.
Jesus Christ.
I was tired after 3 hours of drawing Saturday night.
Oh, man.
12 hours. Whew. I wonder what the record is for drawing caricatures.
Hey, check it.
Jeff busted that motherfucker.
And if there isn't one, then you probably got it.
You're on to something. An Ohio man. Yeah, that'll be great.
I like it.
No, I couldn't do it now. Maybe 20 years ago, maybe 10 years ago, but now... It's a younger man's game.
And David Rush would just knock you right off on your ass.
I know. That cocksucker would be up there, drawing stick figures. Hey, man, a college match. Oh. They're like this, Hollywood. All right. A British 18-year-old becomes the youngest to fly around the world. Now, that's a stupid stunt, kid.
18-year-old?
Yeah, solo flying around the world, 150 days.
150 days?
Yeah, he beat, what's his head, and Tattoo and all them guys. Spatoo. Sacre bleu. What was that? Around the world in 80 days, right?
Uh-huh. Jules Verne.
Jules Verne. There you go. What was the, Cantifloss or something? What was the guy's name that played in that movie? Cantifloss.
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 All I remember is James Mason.
James Mason.
No, Kirk
77
Douglas was hours? A
look at this bullshit. Maggie C says 77 hours is the record of straight caricature drawing. Well,
yeah.
It's going to stay that way if I have anything to do with it. Motherfuck me, man. No way.
Yeah, that'll be the end of your career, right? You won't be able to
be end of,
arm
yeah,
right
the end of my life.
Yeah.
I'd drop fucking dead. Hey, that kid is an idiot for going around a 100. Wait, well.
That's nuts.
No better than that. Okay, British engineer takes the world's fastest lawnmower to 143.19 miles per hour. Nice, man.
There you go. Rev it up, baby.
He's got a souped-up riding lawnmower, man. Busting 150 mile an hour on that thing. Wonder how well it cuts the grass, though, huh? Huh? Huh?
There you go. There you go.
How does it corner? That's always, you know, for a riding lawnmower. World's fastest lawnmower. Here we go. It's four Guinness World Records broken at giant vegetable contest in Britain. Four records is
okay.
one day. The heaviest eggplant, which is kind of gross looking. The heaviest marrow. I don't know what a marrow is. The heaviest broad bean pod, and the longest leek, which. Yes, that one thrilled the ladies. This is the Nottinghamshire, England, I believe. The National Giant Vegetable Championship. Oh, Malvern, Worcestershire, England.
Okay.
So, three world records for giant fucking vegetables.
Jesus. Hey, yeah. It sounds like we're talking about Woody Sleeper again.
I know. And then, but you put, watch, Ope says he likes eggplant and leek, but watch because they might put the vaccine in the egg.
Yep.
Yeah. You got to watch.
Evil killers.
That vaccine, because it, you know, might prevent disease or something. all right. Let's see. Oh, boy, this is a toughie here. This is a toughie. This is physical. This guy, you don't want to arm wrestle. An Alabama man unofficially breaks the chin-up world record. Ooh.
Unintentionally.
Yeah. Well, I guess it's still under consideration. It's been submitted for certification to Guinness. But he completed 15 chin-ups in 1 minute while wearing a 100-pound pack.
Jesus,
that's pretty badass. Yeah, that's pretty bad. So, I hope he's swifter than he looks. Alabama, man.
Alabama.
Look at that new. Look at that new, Paul. All right. 30 Guinness World Records set at the Virgin Money London Marathon. Wow. The fuck, man. Virgin Money London Marathon. 30 records. 54 were attempted by runners in Sunday's race, and the first to do so successfully was Julian Rendell, who ran the marathon in pajamas for the final time. Is that the record?
Yeah, what the hell?
Fastest race for pajamas? 30 records were broken, including fastest times for runners wearing Wellington boots, a safari suit, a harlequin costume, a tree costume, mountain climbing gear, a traditional Spanish dress, a body part, a sweet food, a heavy-duty vehicle, and ski boots. What the fuck?
Go back
they're
to
just
the tree.
Making,
the guy's dressed as a fucking tree, and he was running?
He was Grootin', man. He was putting his eating his inner Groot.
That's just a silly one, that one is.
They're just making shit up, man. They're making it up.
Put on a crazy costume and run.
Oh, here we go. This is cool. I like this. Hold on, we need more music, man. This one. Yeah, baby.
Bigger.
An athlete known as Dutch Giant.
Oh,
is named
Dutch Giant.
The world's tallest bodybuilder. Dutch athlete who stands 7 foot 1.9 inches, almost 7 foot 2 inches tall. World's tallest professional bodybuilder.
Okay.
Pretty cool.
That's big. Uh-huh.
That's a big boy. Now, in a related story, an Indian bodybuilder was named the world's shortest at 3 feet 4 inches tall.
Oh.
Atik Vital Mohati, 25, began bodybuilding in 2021, 3 foot four. Oh, my God. He's a shorty big head. You got to look this guy up.
The return of shorty big head.
He's fucking shorty big head if I've ever seen shorty big head, man.
No shit.
That's freaky. Yeah, he's got like a grown man's head on a little boy's muscular body. It's weird. Yeah.
And his name's Petit.
He should be in the movies like his shorty big head. You know, return of shorty big head. Dun, dun, dun.
I love it.
Fucking shorty big head. And finally,
finally,
an Idaho man.
There you go.
Has reclaimed the Guinness record for balls caught in shaving cream.
Balls caught in shaving cream.
Yeah,
he's
teamed up with Hollywood. A pair of Idaho men reclaimed one of them threw 35 ping pong balls that the other caught in a mass of shaving cream on his head. He and Hollywood had teamed up to do this, and they set the record at 29. And just a few months later, somebody else managed to do 32 catches in 30 minutes. So they recaptured their record. 35 ping pong balls caught in a pile of shaving cream.
Jesus Christ.
On the other guy's fucking head.
Oh, Jesus.
There you go, man. That's everything you need to know this week. Yeah. Whatever happens next, it's up to you to figure it out.
Don't stop me. No, no.
Now, back to our show.
having chest pain.
Good, Teddy.
You know, there's some sound effects you'll never get tired of.
I'm having chest pain.
I feel for that guy.
He's probably dead now. That's from the original, I've Fallen and I Can't Get Up. That's like, I know that was 1989, because that was the year we all went to Frantic City together, and I made T-shirts. I just remember.
Oh, okay.
I made T-shirts and put 1989, and that was the hot topic. It was the I've Fallen and I Can't Get Up commercial. Like I said, man, we laughed at it then.
Uh-huh.
Not so fucking funny these days, huh?
Nope. Now we feel for the lady. What's her name, Mrs. Fletcher? I never knew her name
Fletcher.
Until we played that song. Yeah. See, I didn't know she had a name.
Mrs. Fletcher, man. She fell, she didn't get up. The rest is
uh-huh.
history, lady.
And we laughed.
All right, here we go.
And we all laughed.
The Ohio Lottery, baby. Go, go, go. Power, power. All right, where's my glasses? Where's my glasses, son? Hey, what do we got here? 16, 47, 52, 65, bonus number 3. I hate Powerball anyway. You know, I wouldn't want their grubby money.
Yeah.
It's sinful. All right, here it is. This is the winner. I could feel it. I could feel it. This is a classic lotto. $2 ticket. All right. We have a 5. Eh. 17. Eh. 21. Eh. 31. Eh. 43. Ding, 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 ding. 49.
Hey, a number.
And a kicker, 3. That means the whole thing's bad. So for one number, I think you get exactly nothing and like it.
You get squat.
Yeah. You get jack squat. Ladies and gentlemen, the lottery.
I'm having chest pain.
I know. After that, man, I was counting on that lottery money.
I bought a $30 scratch-off today.
Woo! Was it
because
of a mistake buy, or you just were feeling lucky?
I was feeling lucky.
Wow.
Last week,
duty.
I bought a $20 ticket, $140. And pocketed
$20,
and got another $20 ticket, $130. And this time I figured, you know what, I'll get a $30 ticket. Burn. There we go.
Man,
I don't have scratch off all the time, just not big.
Never. I never do scratch. I hardly ever do scratch off. And man, a $30 ticket. Yee.
And it was the first one. It was the first one, too. It was 000. It was the first one in the batch.
Yeah. All right. Well.
Gotta play the word, Commodore.
It's a regressive tax, my friend. That's all it is.
Yeah.
Regressive tax.
I lost the lounge. I gotta try to get back in.
He's out of the lounge. Crypto coin. There it is. There's Perry with crypto. I ain't got nothing on a crypto, man.
Nah.
But I do have something on a yodel.
Oh.
I hear yodel, there's yodeling. It's Monday night, man. Where's my fucking yodel? Where's my fucking yodel? Seriously, I'm asking, where the fuck is my yodel, man?
This place yodel.
Oh, here we go. Ernest Tubb tonight. Ernest Tubb.
Oh, Ernest Tubb.
Ernest Tubb. It's not a penny ante yodel, man. This is a classic fucking yodel. Yodel-ay-hee. Yodel-ay-hee. Ooh.
Oily, oily.
Did you ever see a bed bug that looked just like a whale? Did you ever see a bed bug that looked just like a whale? Well, if you never did, you've never been in a real jail. These bugs are driving me crazy, I don't know what to do. These bugs are driving me crazy, I don't know what to do. I could turn my bed over, but they're all over that side too. Holy hoodly, idly hoodly, idly hoodly, idly hoodly. There's a boy in here with me with 99 years to go. There's a boy in here with me with 99 years to go. Boy, these doggone bed bugs will get fed up on him, I know. This year old jailer sure is a mean old man. This old jailer sure is a mean old man. All he brings me is beans in my little old bent up pan. Looks like a little old dog's pan. Got a letter from my baby, she didn't have much to say. I got a letter from my mama, she didn't have much to say. She said, son, don't let them bed bugs whittle my daddy away. Well, I'll soon be leaving, and I'll be so glad to go. I'll soon be leaving, and I'll be so glad to go. All these doggone bed bugs done got me whipped, I know. Holy hoodly, idly hoodly, idly hoodly, hoodly.
Fuck you, asshole.
Asshole.
I love that sci-fi music before he says it.
I wish I could get it. I wish I could get a French guy saying cocksucker. That's one of my favorites.
Well, cocksucker,
yeah.
Go with Mr. Woe.
Cocksucker.
Still the greatest. Cocksucker.
Where's Woo?
Cocksucker!
There you go. He means it.
Not a finger!
Raise you and not a finger. Hey, well, where are we at here? I guess I reckon we could start drinking and stuff here, man.
Yeah, time is Thanksgiving. Drink up.
Get your Thanksgiving beverages out, and we'll all salute Canada,
yep.
The land of Molson. And moose heads and Labatt.
And what have you.
Thanks for coming, everybody. Good to see you again, Maggie C. That was awesome.
Yes,
Perry.
Yes, nice seeing you, Maggie
always,
C. Perry.
Always welcome, sir.
Perry Roll.
Watch the Cobb salad, if you know what I'm saying.
Yes.
Nod, wink.
Yes.
Nod, wink, wink. Like that. A wink's as good as a nod to a blind bat. There you go.
That's it.
Watch the Russian dressing, if you get my meaning. Huh? Huh? All right, man. Bolson Canadian.
That evil vaccine in you.
Yeah. You know what? That 5G pecker shit, man. That's...
Uh-huh.
Oh. You go through underwear like you wouldn't believe.
Unbelievable.
Thanks for coming, everybody.
Yes,
it's
thank
awesome.
You for coming, people.
It's my therapy. It's your
going.
Therapy. I hope, hopefully.
There you go.
I know it's Professor Gumby's therapy.
Yes. Oh, definitely.
We'll see you Friday, man, this week.
Good. We have a Friday possum.
Moe's and Canadian. But if something comes up, I'm taking it, man, because I ain't got no Christmas party scheduled yet.
Oh, jeez.
Nobody's having Christmas parties, man. This fucking COVID's going to fucking be the end of me one way or the other. I fear.
Yep.
Yeah.
Can't have that.
I got to get some transporter warmed up. Y'all,
warmed up
say goodnight, everybody.
Good night, everybody.
Good night, everybody, and energize.
Energize.
Missed it by that much.
Yes, indeed.
That was fun.
That was a good time.
That was fun, man. I had, I enjoyed that, man. I had so much fucking anxiety, dude.
Yeah.
I know you understand what I'm talking about. You know?
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah.
Oh, my God. It's mostly because my truck's running funky, right?
Yeah.
And I had to get around. I'm taking it in tomorrow. I called it Friday and made an appointment just to, you know, kind of at least ease my mind and shit. But, man, building up to Saturday, I was just a stitch. I should have done possum Friday just to chill out.
I could do it, man.
Fucking anxiety, man.
Mm-hmm.
It's so stupid. You know? When you get on the other end of it, you like go, what the fuck was I, what am I doing, man? Killing myself over here. Worrying about nothing.
Uh-huh.
You know?
That's
what the fucking
it.
Fuck?
What you doing?
When you're in the middle of it, it's shit, man. So anyway, by Saturday night, I was the chief again.
Had a double up on the kratom.
Yeah, the kratom was helping, but Saturday morning was just I was besides myself. With anxiety. And oh, here's the best part. I jump in the truck to go meet up with dude to go to the gig.
Yeah.
Won't start.
Yeah.
It was like super foggy and I guess the, you know, shit was wet or something maybe. You know. I finally got it started and it's been okay, but I'm like, dude!
I don't blame you, though.
For a tune-up, man. What are you doing?
You need your wheels to get to these gigs, man.
That's the creepy part, man. That's the part that sends me into conniptions, man. There you have it, man.
True confession.
Thanks for the kratom. Comes
I'm getting
in
another
handy,
bag
man.
Tomorrow.
Ooh, he's re-upping.
Yep. Another 8-ounce bag.
Free up in his stash, man. All right, man. Well, until should we go out on a wistful note or on a badass note? Your choice.
Let's go badass for a change.
Badass it is. We'll see you Friday, motherfuckers.
All right.
This has been a Filmways television presentation.
Oh, thank you. Thank you, Jesus.
Wait! Where are you going? I was going to make espresso.